I don't know if any of you all have ever been in financial trouble, but there were a couple of years when I first came home when I thought I was going to have to go into bankruptcy and be embarrassed and go back in the Navy or the electric boat company or somewhere and get me a job. And no matter what happened, you know, if it was a beautiful day, or if my oldest son made all A's on his report card, or if Rosen was especially nice to me or something, underneath, there was kind of a gnawing away because I owed $12,000 and didn't know how I was going to pay it. And if I couldn't collect my bills that month, I couldn't pay for the fertilizer I'd already sold. You know, it was kind of a gnawing away at your guts, no matter what good things, other things that were going on. Well, that's the way the hostage thing was for me for 14 months. No matter what else happened, mm-hmm. it was always there. And it was painful because I was failing to accomplish what seemed to be a simple task to get those hostages home. And the personal responsibility I felt for them was there. But I couldn't ignore, and didn't ignore, all the other routine jobs of the presidency. So there was no way to separate the two. It was just a kind of an overlaying of feeling distraught or ill at ease or uncomfortable. Even when I go to Camp David and I had a fairly relaxed weekend, you know, I'm always thinking about the hostages, getting them home.